Are you a good diver? How deep can you go without busting your eardrums?
Probably 50 feet.
Oh, look at you, really? Are
I'm
you
telling you,
are you
dude.
using a tank? It's a Hawaii thing. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee.
Hi, I just got a present.
Yes, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you, Prue.
Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and
Thank
anything else that you celebrate. We
Kwanzaa.
Have a very special guest on the show today.
I know, I'm so excited.
You know, we have so many amazing actors, singers, dancers from Hawaii.
Just great people,
and
really.
Like a whole slew of them.
Yeah.
And they're breaking out like in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
This guy is from Mililani. He was on Saved by the Bell. How iconic is that?
The new Saved by the Bell.
I still, yeah, it's Saved by the Bell. I
because
mean, that's like
the
everyone
old one, he wasn't
grew
old
up
enough.
With Saved by the Bell. And then the new generation is growing up with Saved by the Bell. Yeah. He's been in a couple musicals. High School Musical. How big is that?
That's pretty big.
Mililani boy. Doogie. This is what
Doogie's
he's doing
huge.
Right now.
Doogie's huge.
Right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Sato. How you doing?
Hi.
What's up? How's it going?
How
Good
are
to see
you,
Matt.
You too. Good to see you guys.
Look at that aloha shirt
it's
you're rocking.
It's weird because he's not here, but he's from
but
here.
He's here,
but
yeah.
He's busy because he
I'm
has to be.
I'm the same brand as you.
Yay, hey, Ruka. There you go.
Look how you guys are.
Yeah.
See.
Are you in L.A.?
I am. I'm in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
I just got back. I was in Hawaii for a while, just visiting family and stuff for the holidays, and now I'm back here.
We were trying to figure out how old you were, and I was like, he graduated in 2001 or something, right?
2019.
Yeah,
he was born
I have
in 2001.
Plants older than you. Yes,
let's be clear, Hawaii. He was born in 2001.
Born in 2001.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Graduated in 2019. That's how the math on earth works.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And you is home based now in Hollywood? You come back and forth?
Yeah, I probably spend about half my time there and half my time in LA, but
yeah.
This year I actually went to Utah, so I was out there for like 4 months, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was totally new for me.
Were you filming something?
Yeah, I was filming the new High School Musical series.
Look at you.
With another guest that's been on our show, Nate Piera, remember?
Oh, yes.
Groves Boykin. Yeah, so Nate sent me a photo of them together on set, and I was like, girl, we've been trying to get Matt on the show forever. You better strong arm him. She's like,
busy.
He's doing the show. He's going to do it. I was like, okay, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, we
up.
Appreciate you taking time for our little production here.
Can you
sing and dance too?
I mean, I do. Yeah, I sing and dance.
Yeah.
I do a little, I mean, I might do a little bit of it in the show.
you kind of have to. It's kind of
Yeah, I grew up, I kind of started in musical theater, so. Uh-huh. Kind of forced into everything, not forced, I wanted to do it, but I was forced to learn everything, and I think it's helped me a lot.
You know, I was just watching, I have a new, I know I always dog Jennifer Lopez on this show, but I was watching her new documentary, and she was talking about how she started, and she danced first, obviously was a fly girl, and then went into acting, and no one took her serious for years. And she's done over 40 movies, and still no one takes her serious. She can't win a Golden Globe. She can't win an Oscar. It's the hardest thing to do, isn't it? Do three different things.
Yeah, and it's every one of them is just so competitive. And you're competing with people that are, you know, focusing their whole life on it.
Right.
Wait, so where did you, what theaters, where were you involved here? Was it Diamond Head Theater? Was it, where were you here?
So I started at Kareda, Hawaii.
Oh, okay. With Wendy. Yeah.
Wendy, yes.
Wendy Collio?
Yes.
Oh, of course. She's on this season with us.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That was the first place I did anything, sing, dance, act. Everything was there.
Wow.
And then I moved to Kapolei and I went to American Renaissance Academy, which is in Barber, Wailoa. And that's a performing arts school. So then I started really dancing like every day and stuff there.
Augie's daughter went there.
What? Oh, to the school?
Yeah, Renaissance
about?
School.
Oh,
do you know? How come I just forgot her name? Jesus Christ.
Who his
Augie's
daughter?
Yeah, Toba. Do you know a Toba?
Sorry.
Augie, you know Augie, the comedian.
Sorry, Augie.
Yeah, I know him. I've met him before. I probably just didn't know that it was
his daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah, she's probably around the same age as you.
I didn't even know this place existed.
Yeah,
it's
a great school.
There's a performing arts
school. It's a very small school, right?
Tiny, yeah. Very small.
How many were in your class?
My class, I did graduate in California my senior year, but before that, my class was, I think it was like five people.
Oh, yes, just a little bit smaller than Lanai High School. We're going to take a quick break. What? Don't go anywhere. Matt Sato is hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Actor, dancer, singer, Matt Sato is hanging out with us. Mililani boy. He's a Trojan, ladies and gentlemen. Hala. What are you, tell everybody what you're working on right now.
So right now, I just got off. Well, I kind of did a bunch of back-to-back projects. I did Grown-ish, and then I went and shot Doogie, and then I just finished shooting High School Musical.
You did Grown-ish. Good for you.
Mm. Yeah, Grown-ish.
What did you?
What was that?
What did you get to do on Grown-ish?
I play this kind of like new nerdy kind of kid in town, and me and one of the main girls in the show kind of have this relationship, and it's kind of the back and forth of all that. It's fun. It's college drama.
It's Yara. That's the one. That's a spinoff from Blackish.
Was that it?
Yeah, it's a spinoff from Blackish.
Oh, nice. I like Blackish too. That's great. Yeah. It's still on, isn't it?
Blackish.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Are they still shooting? They might be in their last season.
Oh.
But Grown-ish is now two seasons in, maybe, I think, or three. They spun off.
Grown-ish is going. And I think they're doing like a second half of the season they just did. Like they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Nice. What do you prefer? You like the dancing, the acting, the singing?
I love the acting. And then I would say the dancing. And then I would say the singing. Just because to me, the singing is the hardest.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think I've had the most practice in acting and dancing.
All right, so your top three favorite island music artists. Oof. Go.
Common Kings.
Okay.
Deep.
Kalohe Kai.
Nice.
Deeper.
The Green.
Awesome.
Wow, this guy's got the cuts.
Yeah, you should do. I could see you doing like a song with Roman from Kalohe Kai.
Wow.
Two good-looking boys. Hoppa. Huh? You want me to set that up?
I don't want to get him mad at me, but it would be like a father-son type situation.
Yeah, however, okay, just do it like a, you know, because everyone's collaborating now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Collaborating. Have you met him yet?
No.
Okay, we'll set that up. We'll set that meeting up.
Local musicians. Like, I feel like I've met a lot of singers out here in LA, but in Hawaii, it's hard to find them. It's hard to meet them.
Oh, there. You know what? Are you going to be in California? I set you up with a bunch of them. The Cali Vibes Festival is coming up, and
really?
Oh, there's like six. The Green's going to be there.
Whoa, is it one of them based out of Utah or no?
Common Kings is Utah. There's a bunch. Remember we had Anella Brown.
Yes, Anella Brown.
Yeah,
was
we
yes,
have.
Yes.
Who else?
But
there's
Common Kings
few.
Is that's.
They're in Long Beach.
Yeah, that's Angela Braccio Gray. That's
yes.
Tiny, right?
Yes.
That's Common King.
Brother-in-law. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we'll make that happen, brother.
No way. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, wow. And when you come home, whenever there's a concert here, just call me. We'll set you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
That's cool that you love island music. What else do you listen to?
I kind of listen to everything. I listen to country. I listen to a little bit of like punk rock.
Oh yeah.
It's been okay. Like newer stuff and older stuff. Alternative. I don't know. I kind of listen to
that's tell me,
adorable.
Tell
ask
me
ask
if,
him what older is.
Tell
what's
me,
older stuff for you? Because he's in the radio.
I was gonna say, what is older to
what's
you?
What's older music? Like
I'm thinking like
Britney.
No, I was thinking like
90 Degrees.
New Kids on the Block? Who's older?
What's old for you at 2009?
I'd say anything before I was born, I consider old.
Yeah.
Okay, so it. J-Lo. Selena.
Well, what I was thinking of what island music group would be older to you. Like, what did your parents listen to?
They would listen to, I don't know, like...
C.
If I pulled it on my phone, I could tell you. Like
what were you dancing to? What were you dancing to at your guys' academy, like, back in the day? What was
You're with Wendy. You're doing hip-hop and stuff, R&B.
It was Lil Wayne.
Yeah, you see? I know Wendy since she was, like, 12. We used to do a high school tour together, Wendy and
That's hilarious. Did you know that Wendy was on one of the biggest shows on Disney when you, like, were taking lessons from her?
Imagination Movers.
Yeah.
Imagination
like
Movers.
Like, she
That's
was
right.
Nina. My son, to this day, if he ever met her, would be apoplectic.
I got a great Wendy Kallio story for you. I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break, okay? And then you can remind her.
Nina.
Okay? Don't go anywhere. Matt Sato's hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Matt Sato is hanging out with us, actor, singer, dancer, extraordinaire. He has almost as many credits as Bretman Rock.
Really?
You don't hear whenever Bretman introduced himself? Hi, I'm Bretman Rock, actor, singer, aquarium, water.
Bretman has a lot going on. Yeah. So
you want to hear my Wendy Kallio story?
Sure, go ahead.
Matt?
Yeah.
So her mother asked me to MC her wedding. Because like I said, I've known her since she was 12 years old.
To Wendy's wedding.
Wendy's wedding. Clear. So okay. So I go and I MC Wendy's wedding. And everyone's having a good time. And everyone's getting liquored up. And mom got a little liquored up too. So she went on stage. When I went to go start the wedding, she's like, no, let me introduce you. I was like, no, it's okay. I'll just go up. I don't really like to introduce myself.
Wendy's mom. Okay.
Goes up and she's a little liquored up and rest her soul. She's such a beautiful lady, that woman. Wow. Yes. So she goes up on stage. She goes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce our special guest. He's going to host tonight's wedding. And, this is a guy that we've known for a long time, and we thought that Wendy was going to marry him.
No way.
Yeah. Well, that starts off.
The whole place was
awkward. Silent.
The whole place was quiet. I was so embarrassed to get up there. I didn't even want to do it anymore. You know what I mean? But it was funny after. I thought it was so funny.
So did we just low-key hear that you dated Wendy at one
point? No, I didn't date her at all. We just kind of grew up together because we did a high school tour. We did a thing called Music with a Message, and I was part of a group, Three Local Boys, and she was one of the singers. There was like 3 or 4 singers, and we did this tour for like, I don't know, 6-7 years.
Got it.
So anyway, remind her when you see her.
Weird.
Yeah, I will.
That's so crazy.
So what do you like to do when you come home? Because you must be missing home a lot.
Yeah, I do. I am. For the most part, I've been spearfishing a lot.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, my dad took me spearfishing a lot growing up, and it's kind of teaching me. So now him and I go together. And
are you using a gun or 3-prong?
A gun.
Oh, good.
Wait, so is this like a west side? Are you guys diving like off Kalaeloa? Like, are you guys in the, where are you guys?
Wherever. I mean, yeah, we live west side.
Okay.
Yeah, Honolulu's hard now.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know many people that are spearfishing these days. On the east.
Like, we go all over.
Yeah. You know where a good spot is, get plenty of fish, is Alamoana Shopping Center.
thought you were going to say Tamashiro Fish Market.
So what, are you a whatever. Good diver? Are you a good diver? How deep can you go without busting your eardrums?
Probably 50 feet.
Oh, look at you. Really?
I'm telling you, dude.
Are you using a tank?
No tank.
Good
Thanks
for you.
No tank.
Good for you, man. 50 feet.
Show you this photo right here. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let's see that. Well, you got
to
send it to us,
yeah,
and we'll pop it up
on the
screen, too.
But I'll send it to you after.
Dang, you're no joke, local boy. Look at you with the ooh-hoo. What?
That is awesome. Do you know what the difference between a female ooh-hoo and a male ooh-hoo is?
This is a female because it's red.
Yes, very good. A lot of people don't realize that.
See, look at this local boy.
Good
for
you,
brother. You take him out of the west side, but you can't take a west side out of him. Nope.
So when you were in Utah for 3 months and you came home, what was the first thing you wanted to eat when you got off the plane?
It's okay if you don't say Zippy's. It's fine.
I did go to Zippy's from the airport.
Next stop, Zippy's. Yes.
So Korean chicken breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's young. He can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what Bruno Mars' favorite meal from Zippy's is, right?
No.
the Korean chicken.
Seriously?
Oh,
yeah.
That's weird.
When he came home to concert, I set up the backstage catering, and he requested a tent.
Just with the Korean chicken. Just
all zippy stuff for the staff, the crew, like 100 of them. And he just requested Korean fried chicken for him.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good, Bruno gets it.
Good
Bruno
fun facts,
it.
Huh?
Bruno gets it.
So let me ask you this. You go away to Hollywood, become a big star. Did the chick value change when you went away? Like all the girls that you wanted to go out with, where it's like now calling you, hitting you up in your DMs?
I don't know what this means.
Remember,
you're contractually obligated to Disney. I just feel obligated to tell you this on behalf of Nancy Bernal, your manager. So
come on,
tread lightly,
tell
man.
Us the truth. This is a truthful show.
Tread lightly.
Wait, repeat your question.
Media do training more, do, at its
the people
finest.
That you didn't want to talk to you in school, are they all now hitting
there
you up in your
DM?
Three
of them in his class.
Yeah. I mean I don't want to say that people didn't talk to me before, but there's was definitely a difference.
There is a difference. We're going to talk more about this
when
we come back.
We've got more friends now.
We have to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
All your manager. So
come on.
Tread lightly, my
Tell us the truth. This is a truthful show.
Tread lightly.
Wait, repeat your question.
Media training at its finest.
The people that you didn't want to talk to you in school, are they all now hitting you up in your DM?
There were only three of them in his class.
Yeah. There is a difference. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.
We've got more friends now.
We have to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Matt Sato is hanging out with us, actor, singer, dancer from Mililani.
Diver.
Yeah, diver.
What?
He does everything.
Ocean man.
Yes. So we're talking about your, what's the word that they use nowadays? Your value, your credibility, your street cred. After you become an actor and somebody, your street cred goes up, right?
I don't know if that's
you,
what that is.
You, is there anyone particular that you'd like to send a shout out to? That never wanted to talk to you, and now they're hitting you
Why
up in the DM.
Why so dark? He's a Disney guy. Come on, keep it light, bro.
Disney ones are the worst.
Oh, relax.
Yeah, as right.
How about that?
Relax. Come on.
Hey, I know Britney Spears.
Britney wasn't Disney.
She wasn't a Disney.
No, you're talking about like Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. She went off the deep end,
Miley.
Boy. Miley Cyrus. She went off the deep end, boy. But I know you're a good. You have
He's,
a good parents. Good local boy.
He can dive 50 feet and get a uhu. He's fine. That guy's grounded.
Matt, who do you want to act with? Who's that one person that you've always wanted to act with?
I think it'd be really cool to work with Taika Waititi.
Wow, look at you going.
Who's that? Refresh my memory.
Taika from New Zealand.
Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know names. I'm so bad with names.
He's like in the Marvel movies.
Yes,
he did all the Thor movies.
That's awesome. Have you met him?
I have. I did a director session once with him for a project that I don't know what happened. I think it just never got made. But
what was the project?
It was, I don't know.
Is it about soccer?
No, it was based on an anime.
Oh, okay, then. Never mind.
Based on an anime, and I got to work with him and do like a little session with him.
He comes to HIFF quite a bit. He's very supportive of the Hawaii International Film Festival.
Oh, that's cool to know.
Yeah.
Is he, did you get a little starstruck, or were you cool?
I was pretty cool. Yeah. You know, I was pretty cool. I think I didn't know enough about him when I first went into that audition to think it was as cool as like after I had realized how
seen Jojo Rabbit was. And you were like, oh, that's that guy.
The Thor stuff and everything like that. But then, later on, I was like, wow, he's really done a lot. And now I'm like, I can't believe I got that opportunity.
That's
he's
awesome.
Married to Rita Ora now.
And she is?
She's a singer from your lane. She was a pop singer.
From my lane?
You're a DJ on the radio, so you should probably know the pop people.
I don't know them too
Rita
well.
Ora was a very popular
singer. Oh, that's cool.
Singer.
Is there a song I should know?
I wouldn't know because I'm old.
No.
But she's from England, and she's lovely, and they're married now.
Well, good luck. You just put it out in the universe. I'm sure your paths will cross again.
He is doing other Thor movies. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You better hit him in the DM and just say happy birthday or something.
We don't know. Polynesians unite. Polynesians unite.
Yeah. So how do you like doing the new Doogie show?
I love it. Doogie's so fun. I mean, I think we're all like hoping for a season three because I don't think we'll ever have an experience like that. Like to bring a bunch of local people together.
Yeah.
I mean, but not this exact group. You know what I mean? Like we won't be able to spend 4 months shooting on the beach together again.
Right. Yeah.
Tell everybody what character you play.
I play Kai Kamealoha, and I am the older brother of Dr. Doogie.
Uh-huh.
And
the son of Jason Scott Lee. So
the son of Jason Scott Lee.
Where's Ronnie Ching in this?
Ronnie Ching is a cardiothoracic doctor.
Wow, you did that. She said it very well.
Works in the, you know, whatever with his
cardiac
sister.
Section.
With his sister. He's actually
yeah.
And, plays and very mean person.
Where's is Mahina Stone in there? Where's Mahina, local girl?
She might have just been.
Oh, I got the wrong show. Sorry, yeah. She's on NCIS.
Yeah, she's on the other show.
Sorry, Mahina. But it's still good. I recognize you.
Yeah.
Hey, May, Matt, I'm so sorry. It's been a ball talking to you, and congratulations on everything.
Oh, we have gifts.
We're going to do the extended version of this show on YouTube.
To swear,
but before
you,
we
but
leave,
we
because you did so well, you got 10 out of 10 today on this interview. Brooke has some nice parting gifts for you.
So we got Menihuni Mac, which is one of our sponsors, which, you know, with Jimmy them over at Hawaii Chip Company. This
Jimmy
is,
said hi, by the way. I saw him yesterday.
I know they said that. We miss each other. So this is their Menihuni mix. It's the new box. It's got like, you know.
You got 30 seconds, Brooke.
25. All right, fine. Never mind. Okay, so there's a lot of chocolates in there. It's really good. You'll love it. I got you this shirt from 88 Tees.
That's a dope one.
This is something Bruno Mars wears on the cover of, you know,
Rolling Stones magazine. All right, you got 5 seconds.
And then I noticed Chips.
Hawaiian Chip Company.
We're sending you this.
Chips.
Keawe barbecue bra.
Make sure you guys follow Matt on his Instagram. It's right here on the bottom of the screen. Please put that in, Cody. We'll see you guys next time. Or come out to the extended version.
We're going to swear.
It's a Hawaii thing on YouTube. We'll see you guys next time. Take care, Matt.
Take care. Aloha.
Aloha, brother. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version.
I forgot to say, you're
giving him
this. Oh,
yeah, you got my new air freshener for your car because traffic stinks.
No way.
Yeah. There you go.
Is that tape on your mouth?
Yeah.
This is my new favorite thing.
Yeah, because the tape represents how many times I got busted from the FCC for saying shit that I wasn't supposed to say.
Oh, we're on YouTube now, so he's going to swear. Don't swear, Matt. Yeah. Nancy will kill me. Okay.
There you go. And it's yours, I believe. Let me see that. It smells like, what's the letter on the top corner?
It says C.
It smells like coconut.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I would have thought. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't smell like chi-chis.
Look, and then I got you this shirt, too.
Oh, that's a nice one. Turn it around.
Do you know who this is? Matt, you're too young. Who is that?
You know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
Do I?
You don't. You're too young.
Hold it in the camera.
No, wait. I know him. I had an action figure like that.
Okay, go ahead. Who is it?
Who is it?
Wow, are you holding up toys now?
Who is this?
Okay.
Wait, there's two of them, right? There's like a different colored one, right?
No, well, there's a bunch of them, but there's two main guys. There's Kikaida, and this is
Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Yes. And wait, Matt. Who's this superhero?
Oh God, here we go. That's Lanai.
A deer.
It's weird because
I want to thank Preston from Duplicate. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm looking at doubles of you, except one of you has more of a tan.
Isn't that such a great, he did such a good job.
More of a tan than the other one does.
I wish
he
made
weird.
Me a little thinner, but it looks
don't
good.
Don't we all, love.
And then
let
I wish
see,
I,
let me see. It looks pretty thin
It
to
looks
me.
Pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, the 3D printers don't lie.
I wish you gave me a little ass, too. There's no ass on that one. That's a flat board.
Again, they don't lie.
A charcuterie
lie.
Board,
they
maybe
don't,
a little
they
bit.
Don't lie.
I got to work on my squats.
They're not miracle workers.
Anyway, I don't usually have this here on the set. I just wanted to give Preston a shout out.
Because he wants all
right
his toys. Oh, you're going to be right next to
Ultraman.
Okay, Ultraman. Go ahead, butter. Go ahead.
Maybe what we should do with this is the drink of the show. We'll do like that.
Oh, do you have a drink of the show?
Now we do.
Okay.
Organic coconut water. Matt, beautiful. What's your? You mentioned that you liked Zippy's Korean fried chicken. What is your top
just
three places
disclaimer.
To eat?
He's the voice of Zippy's, just so you know,
you
Matt.
Didn't see my new commercial for Zippy's?
No, I wasn't.
I'm on a new commercial for
Zippy's. So when you call, if you call, Matt, like say you're coming in from the airport and you want to go through the drive-thru down there, where is that one? Vineyard. It's his voice. Lanai is the voice of Zippy's. He's their spokesperson, so... Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Just wanted
my new
disclaimer.
Manager. What is the three things you want to eat? Where do you? Where is those places you got to go?
Westside.
Liliha Bakery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We just got one in Prokai. Go ahead. Prohylands. Sorry, Prohylands.
I would say.
You're really thinking about this hard.
Diamond Head Market.
Oh, that's a good one. I ate there yesterday. What do you get there? The scones are amazing. Have you had the scones?
No.
Oh, you got to try the scones.
I'll try them.
It's kind of bougie to be from the West Side and then call out a Diamond Head Place guy. I'm just saying.
He's Hollywood now.
Okay.
What's the other?
Okay. Just judging. And
third would be... I don't know, guys. This is hard.
Do they not feed you on the Mililani side of the island? Do you guys not have a place you guys go?
Yeah, there's no place on your side of the island that you like to go to?
Well, I feel like it's different now that I...
Yeah.
Like in Mililani, I would just go wherever my parents wanted to go.
Right.
Because like I'm going where I want to go, so it's a little different.
Because you're paying.
Yes.
Do you have any brothers and sisters, Matt?
Yeah, I have... My brother Gavin and I have three half siblings that live in the mainland.
Mm. Okay, and are they?
I have two brothers.
Are they in the business as well?
Not yet.
No, none of them. I'm the only one.
TikTok.
Nice.
I think I'm the only Sato in the business.
No, there's Pablo Sato.
Well,
who's a famous DJ in San Diego? He's not really an actor.
It's weird.
Well, he's kind of a drama queen, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, have you never been to Utah? That was your first time to Utah?
I went once for Sundance.
Oh, okay.
Well, not really. I kind of just went with some people for Sundance.
Sundance doesn't count as Utah.
To stay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you grew up, you know, obviously acting, singing, and dancing. Is it everything that you thought it would be? Now you're doing all these events and Sundance and working on a set. Is it everything you thought it would be?
No, I think it always feels like, I think every time you're doing what, like when you have a goal, it always feels like when you reach that goal, it's like, you're still not there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's always more, you know, you always want more.
You're not satisfied. That's good though. That's what keeps you working and the hunger alive.
Yeah. The drive.
Yeah, Matt, I'm 50. I'm still trying to figure it out.
You're more than 50.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to get on a movie and a TV show and all that stuff.
He's older than
50. So I totally. Huh?
You're on one right now.
Yeah, but it's not the best. You know what I mean? look who I'm working with.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? You got to strive for bigger things, like you said.
Guy.
Look who's sitting next to me, Matt.
My goal is to eventually make a Hawaii-based show.
Oh, 100%.
Completely made by local people.
Matt, I am so glad you said that. I've been preaching this for a while. We told this to Jason. Next time you're sitting next to Jason Scott Lee on the set and you guys are just chilling, waiting for your scene, do
you,
this
Jace.
For me. Just say, Jace, let's get all the local actors together. Big, small, large, Tia all the way down to Barack Obama, and let's put a show together.
How is he down?
Everybody get in powwow. Let's get a little powwow and discuss how we can put it, even if it's just a short film.
Okay.
Anything.
There's so many talented people here.
There are very talented people.
And we all go away. You know what I explain it as?
What?
It's like we have the best football players in the world, right? In one island, in one state. And every good school takes our best players away.
Yep.
If we all kept them at the University of Hawaii, can you imagine how incredible our football team would be, our baseball team?
You're doing like a Konishiki sort of stable situation. Like
create
a
stable. Okay. That's a good word.
Well, this conversation with many people, and I'm on your side. I don't understand why we don't have a football team.
Japan.
Right? So why don't you do you write, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
You should write something and... Starting putting names to those people that are actors in Hawaii.
Mm. Yeah.
This is where he's going
to
ask you
and
for a
Jason
job.
Scott Lee would be one of your key guys to put that together. Because if he calls anybody, they're going to go, okay, I'll do it for you, Jay.
3, 2,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lanai's going to ask you for a
And you're going to have Brooke Lee sing the opening jingle. Because she can sing, you know.
Lanai's going to ask you for
No,
part.
I'm going to produce it.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to produce it.
You know that's the I'm money,
gonna be the
right?
Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be the, I like this guy.
He's an actor. You see?
Yeah, Matt.
He's an actor.
I like that. Oh, by the way, before I forget, if you're going to be in L.A., we have a food truck from Hawaii that's in the Great Food Truck Race this year, and they're filming it all in California. He's from Kahuku, the bald guy.
Oh, that's food what truck. You were talking about.
Yeah. So you got it. It's called the Bald Guy Food Truck.
He Are you joking right now?
No, I'm not. We just did a Netflix special, him and I. It's called Street Food Hawaii. But his truck was chosen, and it's going to be the Hawaii representative this year.
Wow. So you're passing the torch.
Tell all your friends, yeah.
From Aloha Plate,
I had a huge team meeting with them yesterday.
Wow, it's like pageants, but with...
yeah, trying to support our next crew. Yeah. Matt, I'm gonna send you the info. By the way, tell everybody what your Instagram is.
Matt Sato, MattSato.
Are you following him, Brooke? Matt, she doesn't follow anybody, just so you know.
That's not true. I follow 7 people.
So don't follow her, because you should only follow people that follow you, right?
Follow people back.
No, she thinks she's Oprah.
No, I just didn't follow anybody, and then I became an ARMY member, and then I was like, we have to follow BTS, because they just got Instagram accounts, and so now I just follow BTS.
Matthew.
What?
I'm following you now.
Let's go.
Yeah, follow. No, following you. What a good looking kid, boy. Wait, Matt, what are you? I'm gonna take a guess.
What?
Japanese, Caucasian.
Really, guy? That's what you're going with, the two major gene pools on the island?
There's two more main ones.
Hawaiian Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt Sato, you are Kanaka Maoli?
Hawaiian Chinese, everybody is.
Oh yeah.
That's why he's a good looking kid.
So the most important question that this man is failed to ask you this entire time that we've been on here is, you produced a picture of you catching quite a sizable uhu. What exactly did you guys do with said uhu? How are you guys preparing this this fish?
By the way, please, Cody, put the picture up. That is the biggest uhu I think I've ever seen.
This fish is like premium outside of Wagyu the water style fish. We're not talking tilapia here. So my man, how are we preparing this uhu? Because you're going to get some slaps.
Well, the bigger it is, the more rubbery it is too. Do you notice that, Matt?
But here we go.
Go ahead.
We fillet it.
Of course.
One half, we make like mayo and lap chong, put all inside.
These guys are real
stick
deal.
Them in the oven.
Look at this guy.
And then the second half, we dice it up, and then we make little like fish nuggets with like a sweet and sour sauce.
Look at him.
Brada, I do a cooking show. You want to come on the cooking show?
That's what I'm saying. Brah.
Yeah. Wait, if you don't know the cooking show, you're not coming on. Have you heard of the cooking show before?
He's been busy.
Oh, you have? Oh, that's awesome.
It's my favorite.
Oh, buddy. You're just adorable.
Where are you in LA? What city?
Don't tell him.
Studio City.
Oh, you're in Studio City. So you can watch it on Lifestyle Network or the Padres channel from San Diego.
It's fine. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, or you can watch it on YouTube,
too. It's been on for 20 years.
Brooke was on. Brooke had the second most watched show that we've done. We've done 250 episodes, by the way.
He forced me to come on the show and do tulalip.
I held a gun to
tulalip luncheon meat.
Please say it correctly.
What is it?
Tulip.
Whatever.
Tulalip.
He made me do that because nobody else would cook with that.
Tulalip is with a basketball.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when you
not
run.
Not even Spam. I had to use like whatever this Filipino derivative.
Matt, do you like to cook?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what else do you cook? Like, what's your specialty? What is everybody want you to cook for them?
I love Chinese steamed fish.
Ooh, me too. Yes.
Okay.
Some hot oil.
Yeah.
Some green onion and ginger.
Yeah, green onion, ginger.
Yeah.
Wow, he's old school. This is a throwback. Oil. This 2001. Well,
that's
form.
How you can tell the local boys, though.
Come on.
All local boys can cook pretty much.
I mean, we have new generations now. So, yeah. But he's a throwback.
Yeah.
Power to the parents out there, man.
How many pounds was that uhu?
That's a huge fish. 11. It's bigger than his head.
11 pounds. Looks like you got that out of the fish tank at Alohilani. Because you don't see them that big.
They don't get that big, the uhu.
Yeah. Everybody takes them before they
get
a chance.
West side. That's why.
How deep did you go for that one?
Not that deep. Maybe like 15 feet.
That's deep, brother.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, not that you need to be on every show on Hawaii planet because you're busy, but like, he could go on the diving show. He could go on the fishing
really
show. He can come on your cooking show. Yeah. Like, he, for real, he's not like.
You're the trifecta guy. Sing, dance, act.
Spearfish.
You're
cook.
The four. What is a four? Five. What is a fivefecta guy?
Nope, don't say that word again.
The fivefecta guy.
Nope, not a word.
Is that
not
a word,
a
guys?
Word.
Look, somebody Google that.
Nope, fivefecta. Not a word.
Penta. All right.
What is it?
Pentisfy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Who's your favorite newscaster from Hawaii?
He's not here.
Well, you grew up here. Who was your favorite newscaster from Hawaii?
I would always listen to 102.7 and 104.3.
Oh, radio station.
Oh.
That's your favorite radio station.
102.7
The Bomb.
Oh, The Bomb.
Same company as ours.
Yeah. iHeartRadio.
No, that is Pacific Media Group.
Oh, Pacific Media. My bad. Pacific PMG. Oh, so okay. Sorry.
I remember they were doing a demonstration for a karate class on Hawaii News Now.
Uh-huh.
Steve Uehara, right?
Steve Uehara.
Oh, yes. Thing.
This one went national. Go ahead. Tell everybody.
I was watching it live. And the guy's showing how he's breaking the wood.
Yes.
He's breaking them.
Yes.
And then Steve comes up and he's like, and guys, these are real. Like, I tried hitting these. And he like taps it and the thing goes.
I didn't see this.
That went viral. Like,
I did not see
yeah,
this.
Like other TV stations were showing
That's
that.
Hilarious. Yes.
We got to find the video.
Steve,
Cody, let's find the video. It's on YouTube.
Show it on
you can. It's on YouTube. So you can show it.
Steve Uehara.
In case you find it, this is the video.
That's hilarious. Poor that guy.
That is so funny.
I did an interview with him once. Like,
Did you bring it up?
In Texas, I did a swim meet, and we came back from the swim meet, and we did like a little news thing with him.
Oh, really?
You should have brought it up.
I was too nervous. Now I would do it.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm going to see him. You know what? We should rebook you for right before Doogie starts. You can do a little press, and we'll book you with Steve. And you got to ask him about it.
No, we'll bring
live.
The.
I'll ask him live.
We'll bring the boards. We'll bring the boards is what we'll do.
Actually, you should say, you know what? Can we skip this interview? I'd like to see if you can break some boards.
I want to challenge you to a board breaking opportunity, yes. Steve Uehara.
Best out of three. There you go.
Done.
We got it set up for you, man. That's gonna go viral.
Done. That'd be hilarious.
All right. Are you a big fan of the social media? Are you doing a lot?
Did you just say the social media?
Yeah, like there's a bunch of them right now. Do you do like the TikTok and the Twitter and all that crap?
The Twitter.
I do a little bit of the TikTok. I don't do the Twitter much. I do a little bit of the Instagram.
Instagram. Well, you got like 500,000 followers on Instagram. Don't lie, you're on that every day.
Yeah, I guess. I don't post too often, but yeah.
It is a necessity in the business that you're in.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Well, next time you're home, we would like you to come to the studio.
Yes, I'd love to.
Come in the studio. And me, you, and Brooke will do a TikTok video, whatever that means.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
He keeps saying it, but it never happens.
I want to do one.
No.
But I can't do it by myself.
Channel TikTok for the show.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Well, what do? You watch like 60 seconds of it?
Yeah.
We have another?
It's anywhere from like 5 to 60 seconds.
We have
like,
another thing for you to
like
do,
Kelly.
He's
like facts. That's where this
You're
generation lives.
You're creating us
lives.
A TikTok channel. For
5
it's
to
a
60
Hawaii
seconds.
Thing.
That's yeah.
I'll run the It's a Hawaii thing TikTok channel.
That's so awesome. All right, Matt. I wish we could talk to you some more, but the producers are like, hey, shut up. We got to go. And we'd love for you to come in the studio.
This is coming to you. We're going to mail it.
I know I just met you, but I'm so proud of everything you're doing and you're representing Hawaii. Make sure every time you do an interview, you say, I'm from Hawaii.
Will do. Thank you so much.
And I'm a Trojan.
He's not a Trojan. He graduated from the mainland.
But you went to Mililani High School, didn't you?
Okay, but he graduated on mainland.
You didn't go at all?
With the Pepe.
Well, all my siblings did.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you just say I'm from Mililani.
He dives. Yeah. He's about as cool Aina as he gets.
All right, tell everybody what your TikTok is and your Instagram.
He's just Instagram.
It is Matt Sato, MattSato. And you guys can find me there.
And TikTok is the same one, Matt Sato.
Same, yes.
Hey, does people still do Snapchat?
No.
Not really.
It's kind of sexual. How about MySpace? I'm number one on MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Now you've lost him.
Around
yeah.
For MySpace.
You're like, now you've lost him completely.
Hey. You were one of my top 8 friends. You just went down to 9.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Matt Sato. Please follow him on the gram and his TikTok.
Make sure
you look out for him on Doogie Howser.
Everywhere.
Congratulations, my brother. Local boy from Mililani. We'll
Thanks
see you guys
for
next
coming
time. Nice. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the little bell. We'll see you next time. Aloha. It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa. It's a Hawaii.